This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer Geo, coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Yankees continue to play baseball after a big win last night at the stadium. Gerrit Cole gets another opportunity here against Jack Flaherty. Game five tonight. So you got all three games at Yankee Stadium, which is a good thing for the Yankees and their bottom line, who spent a lot of time talking about the game. And that's a Volpe. And also Austin Capobianco ripping the ball out of Mookie Betts' glove last night. We have not heard from Austin. We did get in touch with multiple family members of Austin, but Austin might be holding out for like the top dollar. He might be that type of guy. Like, you want to talk to me? Everybody's after me now. I got the Post on my ass. I got WFAN over here. The Athletic's been knocking on the door. I got Andrew Marchand living in a shed behind my house. Like, whoever gives me the most money is, you know, he's probably thinking like, hell, like, look what happened to the Hoctua girl. Look exactly what's going on with that family in Costco with their son, the Rizzler. Like, I can make a whole freaking career out of this thing.
Do you think that if this were a Met fan doing it at Citi Field, he'd be throwing out the first pitch tonight?
If he was purple and fat, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I wonder if he's going to the game tonight. I'm assuming he is. And if he is, it is a story, and Fox has got to show it.
Yeah.
I mean, just for like, you know, 30 seconds, whatever. The guy made a jackass out of himself, and you know, it's hilarious.
I mean, right here in slow motion, when he gets the ball out, as people watch it on CBS Sports Center, and it goes in, he's like, right there, like, he's watching the ball. it's just unbelievable.
It's perfect. Well, there's a lot to talk about, but I will say this again, and I know you guys make fun of me, and it's Captain Obvious and everything else, and I'm serious. I mean, there are moments, and Aaron Judge, unfortunately, is going through a kind of a moment right now, but he did get a hit in an RBI last night, which was good. But, you know, this is a moment for Gerrit Cole. And I, you know, we said it in game one, and I thought he performed, and Aaron Boone pulled him out of the game early in a lot of our minds, especially after what happened after he did pull him out.
Yeah, I think it makes it so the point of him needing to step up, I think, grows because of the circumstances that we've already seen in this series, meaning that he didn't fight to stay in the game in game one, and he didn't come back on short rest when the team was up against elimination last night and they threw out Luis Hill. So, like, okay, you came out early. No problem with the 80-something pitches. You didn't want to come back on short rest. Now you're here. Regular rest. Game five. If you go out and poop the bed here, then that's a disaster for
him. And here comes the first pitch right down the middle to Shohei Ohtani. See if he can hit it. The same thing. You know, and this is what he's all about. He's a bulldog. That's what he's supposed to be. And that's the kind of performance that I would expect from him if I were his manager, if I were his general manager, and I were the owner of the team. This is your moment. Go out there and live up to everything that we think that you are and that you've actually proven to us that you are.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah, why don't you ask me this?
At what point would you truly believe that the Yankees could pull this off? Now, obviously, they'd have to win tonight, go back to L.A., but at what point in that game six, can you envision a scenario where you're like, holy hell, this could actually happen?
You're asking the wrong guy there, because I'm not thinking about game six right now. I'm thinking about game five. I'm thinking about one pitch, one at bat, one inning.
I'll answer my own question.
Yes, you can answer your
I'll
own
answer
question.
My own question. And I was going to anyway. But I think if the Yankees win tonight decisively, and Aaron Judge is a big part of it as well, and then they come out and they score like three in the top of the first in game six, then I'll be like, oh boy, this is a train that is barreling downhill right now, and you better watch out. But I don't believe that's going to happen. I think you got to even if they win tonight,
I still think they go back to L.A. My original prediction was Dodgers
and six. You got Rodon on the mound. And they got Yamamoto on the mound, who basically shut you down. But then again, you know, Yamamoto, the second time around,
it was Flaherty. So it was Flaherty the first time, shut him down, and they looked awful. And then the second time was game five at Citi Field, and they smacked him right out of the game.
Okay.
So you never know.
I mean, but that's the point. I mean, like, the thing is that going into that, the Yankees have to be favored going into tonight's game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I would imagine so. I just want to see how much.
Yes.
Brum, 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 brum. A FanDuel sports book. Dun, 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 dun.
You have to understand something. You know, You know, the Yankees have a rich history. These players.
Shut up. I don't know what you're going to say next, but just shut up.
You heard Jazz Chisholm talking about it. Like he knows, and they want to add to that history.
Yeah, Yankees are minus 142.
Okay, so there you have it. But you know, they'll go back to, if they win and they go back to LA, they'll be the underdog.
Let's go to Jason in Lindenhurst. What's going on, Jason?
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show.
Thanks. What's up?
Austin's a hero in my book. If the Yankees win this series, come back from, you know, three games down, this guy's got to be hailed as a hero. He didn't assault anybody. That guy before has got to be kidding me. He acts like he took brass knuckles out and started punching the guy for the ball in his glove. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah.
That guy, Austin, won't be on the first float in the parade.
And he should be. We're starved for a championship. Let's go. Let's rally this thing.
Yeah, I mean, most Yankee fans, Jason, thanks for the call. Most Yankee fans are like that guy of that age. The 20 and 30 year old Yankee fan, he's their leader. He's the mascot.
Yeah, but the 50 and older Yankee fan's not going to like that. You know that.
I know, but I'm talking.
They're going to say that, you know, it's embarrassing. They make us look like jackasses.
You know
how fan bases are, like, about stuff like this?
You know, I have the Evan picture there, the Pied Piper of the loser net fan.
Yes.
You know, and he's sitting there and he's got all his loser net fans behind him as he's playing his little pipe. Like, Austin Capobianco is the, you know, the Pied Piper of the Goomba Yankee fan.
All right, the Goomba Yankee fan, yes, but not all Yankee fans.
But
I'm just telling you, I know Yankee fans in my life that are so disgusted by what that looked like. I know it.
The Goomba Grabber.
I know it. I know it.
There's
for a fact.
T-shirts. There's got to be T-shirts already. It's got to be.
There should be.
I mean,
dude, if he goes to the game tonight, this will be a real telltale sign for me. Okay. He goes to the game tonight.
Yeah.
And the bleacher creatures start chanting his name.
Oh my God!
In a roll call.
See, it's that Austin Capobianco's a long one, so they're going to have to go like, Capobianco, Capobianco, right?
That's yes, how you're gonna do
it. Because Austin Capobianco, that's too long. Yeah, that would be if he gets a part of the roll call. Maybe they know him. Maybe there's a bunch of the bleacher creatures that know him. Season ticket holder, he's sort of in, you know, he's not too far away from them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe. Steve in Howard Beach, what's going on, Steve?
That guy is a legend. That guy will be a legend going forward for everybody in the age groups of 20 to 50. What that guy did last night is he fought for the city. That example was a fight for this city, this team. Furthermore, he's going to have a lineup of sponsors, and I would be his first sponsor in a heartbeat. Watch, that guy's going to make big bucks on this entire event.
Well, he better, Steve, and he better capitalize on it now. Like, he's like to me, if he was smart, he would have not gone to bed last night. He would have done every interview in the world. He would have hired a marketing guy because there's a chance that it's all over.
Get Sammy Steinlein tonight on it.
Yeah, Sammy Steinlein put a face on a cupcake. and send it out to every media outlet.
Yes.
I mean, because it could all be over tonight. So he needed to capitalize on this 24 hours for him.
And I tell you, if they win tonight, man, and your assessment, like Judge starts heating up a little bit, Cole goes out there, throws a strong 7 innings, Weaver comes in, shuts the door in the 9th, boom, and they're on their way to L.A. Mm. Ooh, baby.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I'm going, back to Cali. You know that one?
Left my wallet in El Segundo. Is that one you're talking about?
No, there's another Biggie one. No, because I know you're big on Biggie. We just did the 10 crack commandments.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
But
Biggie, can't you see? Yeah, okay. I got you.
I'm going back to Cali. I actually was hoping they were going to play that.
I left my wallet in El Segundo.
Because they do such a great job at the Met games of putting on a show. And I was really hoping, like, when they finally got that final out in Game 5, that would come over the loudspeaker. I'm going back to Cali.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.